Okay, welcome back to the Wrangell High Gymnasium here. We're going to begin second quarter action here with the Haines Glacier Bears leading by 2-9-7.
And we were just talking about how Haines is being very careful controlling their fouls, and so Wrangell's been trying to draw them into fouling a lot more and haven't been really successful with that. So they're going to have to rely on their offense a little bit more here from this point forward in the game. Their offense has been a little off. They've been missing shots, so that's what it's going to take for them. Glacier Bears still with 16 fouls in the first quarter. Wrangell Wolves with 4. So they still have been fouling, probably more than Coach Brittenham would like, but, they've been smart and not allowing those unnecessary fouls. So.
Well, too, kind of there's a mix-up on the start of the second quarter here is Coach Knorr had to call timeout before the quarter even started here right at the beginning of it because she didn't have her players quite sorted out of who she wanted to go. I was over there, there's only 3 girls on the floor.
Right. So now they've got 5 out there and 5 out for the Glacier Bears, and we'll try this again. All right. And we are off. Glacier Bears with the ball first. Swinton getting it into Coward. Coward getting a lot of pressure by Ward. She's going to get it over to Swinton over on the right-hand side. Swinton looking to drive inside, passes it out. Sends it over to Zanow. Zanow's going to take a shot, and there's going to be a whistle on that. And that foul is on the Wolves, on Allen, her second foul of the game. It's going to send Zanow to the line. And this is her first trip to the line. She didn't make it to the line last night either, so looking to put up something for free throws. First shot not going to make it, but she will get a second shot here. Gives it a couple good dribbles, sends it up. Had some beautiful arc, but didn't go in. And on the rebound, it is the Wolves. McKay sends it down, and it gets into Bean, and she sends it inside to Flores, who's triple teamed. Shot's no good. Rebound comes down in the hands of Wing. Wing gets it out to Swinton. Swinton going to take it across the line, send it over to Wing, inside to Larson. Larson hands over to Wing. Wing's going to put it up for 2. No good. Rebound comes down in the hands of Cowart. She puts up for 2. No good. On that rebound, it's knocked out of bounds. It's out of bounds on a Glacier Bear, so it'll be the Wolves ball. Official letting a substitution happen here. All right, so Wolves with the ball, being down now, playing top of the key, finds Flores, but as she catches that ball, there is a whistle. Looks like there's going to be a push foul on Janae Larson. It'll be her second foul of the game. That's 17 fouls for the Glacier Bears, so puts Wrangell into the bonus. And it's going to send Flores to the line. Her first trip to the line. Last night she was 2 for 2 from the line. Not wasting any time with her first shot, but might have spent a little bit more time because that was no good. Swinton with the rebound. Swinton getting it down quickly and then taking some time to get set up. Sends it over to Taylor. Taylor back in the game now. Taylor looking to find a way in. Can't get in there. And I believe they're calling a lane violation there.
And of course, Zanow was running around. Nobody was guarding her. She was standing right under the basket, and 3 seconds went by.
Trying to get somebody to give her the ball. But it's a Wolf ball now, and Bean with the ball, looking to put up for 2. No good. Cowart with the rebound. Gets it over to Taylor. Long pass down to Zanow. Now they're going to find her, and she's going to take it home. And 2 points now for Zanow. Nicely done. Getting back to the Wolf ball now, and Jensen with that ball. Looking to drive right. Nothing. Finds McKay inside a little bit. McKay going up for the ball. Shot is no good. On the rebound, it is Swinton, but it gets away and ends up in the hands of Jensen. Jensen going to take that ball over to Allen and McKay over on the right-hand side. 6:02 left in the second quarter. And now it is Flores with the shot. Oh, goes right up on top of the backboard. Looks like it might sit up there for a while. So they are going to call that out of bounds, and it will turn it over to the Glacier Bears. Score still 11-7 in favor of Glacier Bears. 5:53 left in the second quarter. Swinton with the ball, sending it over right-hand side to Taylor, inside to Howard, who tries to send it back out to Swinton, and there is a foul called. And that foul is going to be on Taylor Bean of Wrangell, her first foul. So Swinton will inbound for Glacier Bears. Finds Cowart up at the top of the key. And she's going to send it left to Zanow, who's going to drive in and shoot. Shot is no good, but there was a foul called on that as well. And that's going to be on Flores. It'll be her third foul of the game. So looking for Coach Noor to immediately send Ward up to sub in. Going to send Zanow to the line again. First shot, no good. And that substitution happens, so Ward back in the game now. Flores going to take a seat on the bench. Three fouls before the halftime, not necessarily a good thing. So Zanow's second shot is good. So she is now 1-4 from the line, 3 points tonight for her. Score 12-7, Glacier Bear, 5:36 left in the second quarter. Wolves with the ball, Jensen driving in from the left-hand side, puts it up, almost goes in, not good. About four players on the ground with that ball and the rebound. And they're going to call that a held ball and an opting possession. It's going to belong to the Wolves. So they'll inbound over here on the right-hand side, baseline. Sends it long in, almost gets tipped away by Taylor, but ends up in the hands of Allen. Allen going to take to the baseline, put up for two, no good. Cowart with the rebound. She's going to get it over to Swinton, who's going to hold it just a minute and let people run past her and so get it across the half-court line there. Taylor puts up for two, no good. Cowart with the rebound, and she puts up for two. Her shot is no good, but she is fouled. So she's going to go to the line. And it's going to be a push on Caroline Ward, her first foul of the game. And send Cowart to the line. First trip to the line tonight. Last night she was 1 of 2 from the line. First shot, going to bounce long. No good. Looking to take a second shot. Wrangell with 18 fouls. Glacier Bears with 17 fouls. Both teams in the bonus at this point. Second shot, not even going to hit the rim. No good there. And there's going to be a whistle on that. It's going to turn it over to the Wolves. Jensen and Bean taking that ball in. Jensen finds Bean inside in the paint. She puts up two, no good. Almost goes out of bounds. She saves it, but it ends up in the hands of Taylor. Taylor going to send it over to Swinton. Swinton driving the baseline from the left, but can't get past Ward, and there's going to be a foul on that. It's actually going to be a blocking foul on Ward, her second foul of the game, and that's going to send Taylor to the, I'm sorry, that's going to send Swinton to the line for a 1-1. She is 2 for 2 so far tonight from the line. And her first shot is good. Continue that 100%. Nicely done. So she will get a second shot. Give it two really hard bounces. Puts it up. And that one is no good. But the rebound comes down in the hands of Zanow. She picks up for two. No good. And now it'll be Larson up for two, no good. It comes down the hands of McKay. McKay going to get it out to Jensen, who brings it across the line. 4:36 left in the second quarter. Jensen puts up for two, no good. Swinton with the rebound. Score is 13-7 in favor of the Glacier Bears. Swinton with that ball, bringing it across the line, holding it back just a little bit, letting everybody take some time to get set up. She's going to look to drive in and finds Taylor over on the left-hand side. Taylor puts up a long jumper. No good. And on that rebound, there is a push. And that's going to be on Marsha McKay of Wrangell, her first foul tonight. 10 team fouls now for the Wolves. Going to put Glacier Bears in the double bonus. And sending Cowart to the line. 0 for 2 tonight. And first shot up, bounces around the iron, but does not go in. But it is a double bonus, so she will get a second shot here. take her time, and second shot not good either. And that rebound is going to go out of bounds. And it's going to go out of bounds on the hands of one of the Glacier Bears. So it'll be Wolf basketball coming in with 4 minutes 12 seconds left in the second quarter. Bean and Jensen, of course, taking their inbounding spots. Jensen taking that ball. She goes right, finds nothing, turns back, puts up for two, and it is good. So 2 points. First 2 points tonight for Jensen. Score 13-9, 3:53 left in this first half. Taylor with the ball at the top of the key now. She's looking to drive right, come in towards the baseline. No shot there, so she bounces it in, intended for Larson, but it is stolen away. And Wolf ball. Bean now with the ball up at the top of the key. Holding on to it for a minute, letting everybody get set, looking for a open play. She drives right and comes in from the baseline, puts up for two, and it is good. So 5 points now tonight for Bean. Score is 13-11. 3:17 left in the first half. Swinton hands off to Taylor. Taylor bounces in to Larson. And Larson goes to pivot, but shuffles that foot, and they're going to call her for a travel. And with that, Wing is going to come back in and sub for Larson. Let Larson take a seat for a couple minutes.
Well, the Wolves went about 4.5 minutes without scoring any baskets, and then they picked up two quick ones there. They hadn't scored in that quarter and came back. Glacier Bears have scored 4 points also in the quarter, so still that Glacier Bears, you know, with the lead here, 11-13, and they were ahead 9-7 at the end of the quarter here. I'm going to kind of run down the JV game real quick here. Ames Glacier Bears losing in that one by a score of 25-29, but a much closer game than last night. And actually, the Glacier Bears were within three with about 4 minutes to go and just couldn't put things together here. And the Wolves come out and scored a couple quick buckets, and Glacier Bears were only able to get one. So 29-25 win for the Wrangell Wolves here tonight. Scoring, Cowart picked up one in that one. Stewart had two, four for Zanow, one for Hamilton, seven for Stevens, eight for Traeger, and two for Stegan in that JV game. 3:12 to go
and,
here in the second quarter.
That JV game was a heartbreak right at the end. It was a two-point game, and there was a technical on the Glacier Bears, and
a little bit of rough play there,
well,
and the official called it. Yeah.
So we are back with 3:08 left in this first half. And Bean with the ball, looking to drive right. Gets it over to Ward, who tries to drive the baseline. Can't get past Quentin, though. Gets it inside to Bean. She puts up for two. No good, but there is a call. A whistle blown on that. And that's going to be on Taylor, and it'll be her third foul of the game. So sending Bean to the line. She's 1-for-2 tonight from the line. Looks like Larson's getting set up on the sidelines to come in for Taylor. Bean's first shot, no good. And indeed, Larson does come in, and Taylor going to take a seat on the bench and rest up. Don't want to get her in foul trouble too early either, being a major player for them. Bean's second shot is good, so she stays 50% from the line tonight. Score 13-12, 2:55 left in the first half. They find Zanow open. She puts up a shot, no good, and it's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be Wolf ball. Zanow hasn't been guarded a whole lot tonight, so
putting a lot of pressure on
they're
her.
They're getting her some open spots, and so if she can just work a little bit on the shots, she's going to be kind of their secret weapon. And Wolf ball, and McKay goes to drive the baseline and put it up. Shot is no good, and there is a whistle on that. And that's going to be on Paige Wing. Her first foul of the night sends McKay to the line. She's 2-for-4 tonight so far. And first shot is good. So that's going to tie the score up at 13. She has a second shot with the chance to take a lead. Something I don't think that the Wolves have had tonight. I think Glacier Bears came out strong. Second shot is no good, so it will stay tied. 2 minutes, 31 seconds left in this first half. Swinton with the ball over on the left, right-hand baseline. Puts up the two, no good. And Autumn Gross with the rebound, puts up the two, no good. Now it's going to be Zanow's chance, and she's going to send it over the back of the backboard. I think she surprised herself with her own strength there. So it's going to turn over. Wolf ball. And Jensen's going to take it. Immediately look to drive inside. Can't get it. Sends it to Bean. Bean puts up for three. No good. Clinton with the rebound. Out to Gross. And back to Clinton. Rangel putting on a lot of pressure on this end of the court. But they're able to get it across the half court line with no worries as far as the time there. Sends it over to Wing. Wing almost loses it, but gets it into Gross. Gross back to Wing. Wing going to put up for three. No good, and it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Wolf ball. 1 minute, 47 seconds left in this first half. Score still tied at 13. Jensen with the ball. She's putting up for three. No good, but gets her own rebound. Puts up for two, and that two is good for Amy Jensen. And there is a whistle on that as well. And that's going to be called on Gross, her second foul. Puts both teams now in the double bonus. Jensen will get one shot at this. And her shot is no good. McKay with the rebound, though. And she is fouled, putting up a two. So Rangel now with her first lead of the night. And that next foul now is going to be on Swinton, her second foul. Sending McKay to the line. She's 3-for-6 tonight. And her first shot is good. And with that, Wolf substitution. Kyla Teat's going to come in. And Caroline Ward will go have a seat on the bench. So Rangel up 16-13 now with a minute 37 seconds left on the second half. McKay with a second shot here. And second shot is no good. Swinton on that rebound. Jumped up, took possession, and let everybody know that that was her ball. She's going to drive in from the right-hand side. Can't get there. Passes out to Wing. And pass going to be stolen away by Bean. Bean had a breakaway, but the dribbling is going to go off her foot and out of bounds. So Glacier Bears will get that ball back. And Swinton going to go take a seat on the bench. Michaela Krager coming in for her. So welcome to the game, Krager. They get that ball off to Larson. And Larson shuffles her pivot foot again, and they're going to call her for traveling. So that ball will turn over with a minute 15 left in the second quarter. Score still 16-13 in favor of the Wolves. Bean with the ball now. Gets it over to Jensen. Jensen driving inside. Puts up for two. No good. And almost goes out of bounds. Saved by Allen. Back to Jensen, and she and Wing kind of ran into each other, and Wing had nowhere to go, and she's going to be called for a push foul there. So that'll be her second foul tonight. Sends Jensen to the line. She's 0-for-1 tonight from the line. First shot is good. And Glacier Bear substitution. Wing's going to come out, and Bailey Stewart will come in for her. Jensen getting a second shot now. Second shot going to be no good. And rebound comes down. It's bounced around a little bit. Goes out of bounds. And they're going to call it out of bounds, I believe, on Gross. So it'll be Rangel ball there. Rangel going to inbound from the baseline just to the left of the basket. Finds McKay inside. She drives the baseline, puts up for two. No good. And on the rebound, it is Krager. Krager over to Gross. Rangel putting a lot of pressure on. Now Larson with the ball, looking to get across that half-court line, and she does. Now she gets it inside to Krager. Krager puts up for two. No good, but she's fouled. Of course, both teams in the double bonus. Regardless, it was a shooting foul, so she's going to go to the line. And that foul is going to be on Bean, her second. Krager going to the line. This is her first trip to the line tonight. And her first shot will be good. Last night, she didn't go to the line either. So this is her first point of the night, first point of the weekend for her. Second shot good as well. Nicely done. Brings the score 17-15 with 36 seconds left in this first half. Jensen with the ball for the Wolves. Gets it over to McKay. Back to Bean up at the top of the key. Looking to just run some clock, I believe. Sends it over to Jensen. Back to Bean. Bean holding it over her head for a second or two. Gets it over to Allen, to McKay. Jensen going to shoot. Long two from the baseline. No good. And it's going to be Krager with the rebound. Get it over to Zanow, and she's going to take a step, and they're going to call her for a travel. And so 9.4 seconds left. It's going to be Wolf ball. But they've got 9 seconds, so still a chance. Jensen can put up a long three. Rebound by Bean. She's going to put up a two. No good. Allen gets that rebound, and there's going to be a foul on that. And that's going to be a foul on Stewart, her first foul of the night, sending Anna Allen to the line. Her first trip to the line either last night or tonight. And her first shot is no good. Last night she had 8 points from the field, though. And her second free throw shot really good. So we've got 1.7 seconds left. A lot of pressure from the Wolves, and that clock is going to run out. So at halftime, our score is going to be 18-15 in favor of the Wolves. Lyle, what have you got for us as far as scoring?
Well, so far, Marsha McKay had 4 points in that first half, all those coming from the free throw line. Marsha didn't score in the ball game last night, but she's making up for it tonight from the line. Meisner was only able to play for that 1 minute, but she came in and fired up a two and got 2 points. Caroline Ward has yet to score. Taylor Bean picked up a little slack there. She's got 6 points, 2 for 4 from the free throw line. Amy Jensen finished this first half play with 5 points, one of those coming from the line. Flory's got that third foul and had to sit down. She did miss one chance from the line. And Anna Allen, who had 8 points last night, picked up just the one right there at the end of the second quarter. She is 1 for 2. For the Haynes Glacier Bears, Paige Wing picked up a three early on in the game and then had to sit back down again here for a bit. Kaylee Swinton went out with about 3 or 4 minutes to go in the quarter as she picked up 2 fouls. Coach didn't want her to get any more. She has 7 points, 3 for 4 from the line. Larson has yet to score in it, but she's been handling the ball a lot for the Glacier Bears. Howard came off the bench, has 4 chances from the free throw line, didn't get any of those to go. Taylor has yet to score. Gross got into the ball game, so did Stewart. Krager coming off the bench, picks up 2 from the free throw line as she has 2 points. And Zanow also coming off the bench for the Glacier Bears has 3 points. She is 1 for 4 from the free throw line. Stevens got into the game briefly.